Book critic John Leonard has a review of Down River. It's the latest in Lauren D. Esselman's pithy crime series about Detective Amos Walker, set in the Motor City.
It's tough being a hard-boiled, wisecracking, big-city private eye. As cynical as Sam Spade, as sad as Philip Marlowe, as ambivalent as Lou Archer. You have to love and hate your city at the same time, and drink a lot, and your sex life is lousy. Amos Walker of Detroit, in Lauren D. Esselman's crime novels, is the second best private eye in American fiction today. The very best is V.I. Warshawski of Chicago, in Sarah Paretsky's crime novels. After these two, in no particular order, come Spencer of Boston from Robert Parker, Scudder of New York from Lawrence Block, and Stoner of Cincinnati from Jonathan Valen. Samson of Indianapolis used to be fun too, but Michael Z. Lewin moved to England. Amos Walker is almost iconic. The loner on the urban range, the last romantic in a corrupt world, a combination of St. George, St. Francis, and sweet and sour Parsifal, or a mixed grill of Quixote, Galahad, and Robin Hood, or an omelet of vigilante, philosopher of justice, psychotherapist, and killing machine. In Esselman's eighth Walker novel, Down River, Walker undertakes an investigation, 20 years after the fact, of a robbery and murder that occurred during the Detroit race riots of 1967. His client is the big and black DeVries, who could have been a pro basketball player if he hadn't gone downriver to prison for a murder he didn't commit. Walker must return to the passions of past history, disturb the uneasy truce between blacks and whites in Detroit today, sort out police corruption then and now, make sense of the part being played in this mess by a maverick car manufacturer, half Iacocca and half DeLorean, while at the same time explaining everything to an out-of-town Indian whose people, including the first Cadillac, were around in Michigan long before the blacks and whites started hating and killing one another. The surprises are bloody, and so are the jokes, but Downriver satisfies in other ways. Cars are important, as they always are in an Esselman novel about Walker, because cars are what Detroit's all about, the factories, the unions, and the money that builds itself a city within the city. And Detroit is Walker's central nervous system. So are race relations important. The riots of 1967 are as crucial to Esselman as the Civil War was to Faulkner, the wound that never heals. Organized crime and bad food and soul-destroying modern architecture are fixtures of the series, and the Indians show up often too, because, like Walker, they are dignified losers. Above all, in Downriver, we learn things about sex, money, class, work, and politics out there in an objective reality that seems almost to have disappeared from modern novels by graduate students of the dinky moral qualm and the third-rate identity crisis. Private eyes like Walker are the best social critics in America today. They see the worst, find out why it happened, and know how to hold a splendid grudge. Satisfaction guaranteed.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and he's a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Downriver, the latest Amos Walker novel by Lauren D. Esselman.